Sue Hendrickson is on a phone line. Hey, Sue, it's John Williams. You're on WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm fine.
The field.
Wish I was in Chicago with you.
Where are you right now, Sue?
Oh, I'm in Seattle. I'm on my way to go out looking for bones for a short few days.
So you are a field paleontologist and still doing that work then, huh?
I do. I don't get to do it very often or for very long because I'm busy on lots of other things, but it's still one of my primary loves is to go out in the field and look.
Well, you know, lucky
so
you.
I've been lucky.
Well, you know, I was wondering about that. So I thought, like, if you are the person who discovers a famous dinosaur, do you almost feel like somebody who's won the lottery, there's no sense playing anymore because what are the chances I'll find another great big one like that?
Oh, I'm sure I will never find another great, great dinosaur or T-Rex ever. And I still don't believe I ever did because it just doesn't happen like that. But it does not stop me wanting to go and look. The joy of looking and the peace of being out there is what has always drawn me and still does. But you don't go out with great expectations. And I still don't go out with great expectations. How it happened to me that one time is still unbelievable to me and everybody who worked on her. It's just she's too superlative, and how could it happen, and how could it happen to me if it did happen? But it did.
So Sue is named after you?
Yes, against my wishes.
And when you were, I'll ask you about that in a moment, but you've described for us before, you've talked to actually me on this radio station years ago, I'm sure you've long forgotten, exactly that moment of discovery. Can you just recount a couple of the, a little bit of that, Sue?
It was extremely strange. You know, there was we'd been looking at a number of areas around a ranch where the Black Hills Institute had worked for many years, and we covered six exposures on one side of the area and considered it done, and there was nothing at all in those exposures. And a few days later, from across, you know, a few miles away, looking back, I could see there was one little place that had been around a corner and not visible from over there. And I thought, oh, we didn't look at that. I should go look there. And it was just in the back of my mind for a couple weeks. We had found some partial triceratops skulls, and we're collecting those, and we were nearly finished. We were on our last day, second to last day, and we got up in camp and had a flat tire, and the spare was low. And I said, perfect. All the rest of the team had already left. There were still two adults and myself and two kids. And I said, great, you don't need me. You guys go fix the tire, because we're 30 miles from a town, so like, you know, it would take them a while. I said, there's this one little place I wanted to look, and this gives me the time window to do it. So I went over there, and anybody who was familiar with looking for bones versus rocks would have seen her. She wasn't hard to see. You just had to be there. Again, this is pretty remote, way out of towns and, you know, remote ranches, and one little place we missed, and there she was. And it made no sense. The other exposures had no significant bones. There were scraps, but even insignificant scraps. So there was nothing to logically make me think that something great would be there.
Yeah.
But there she was. It was me and my dog.
So how do you feel about Sue being moved from the, you know, the grand entry of the museum to another room on the second floor?
I'm actually ecstatic about it. Way back when they first obtained Sue and were preparing her and trying to decide where to put her, back then it was discussed, well, let's make her own room, her own display area. But then due to time constraints and, you know, many, when do we do this or do we do that, they went for Stanley Field Hall, which it's a wonderfully impressive big hall, but it actually diminishes Sue. She's very pleased, and I'm very pleased that she'll be moving. She'll be shown as more impressive. I mean, she really is impressive. She's really amazing. She is the largest carnivorous dinosaur found to date. But in Stanley Field Hall, she looks small. I mean, the elephants, I grew up going to the Field Museum and looking at the elephants. With they stand taller than she does because they're on pedestals. So I always thought she was not displayed to her best, not by any means. And it's a great space for a titanosaur because it's going to fill that room. So to me, it's perfect.
Yeah, the new one will be 3 times larger and 7 times bulkier. But, you know, this
will
be...
you'll be able to touch it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's a replica, but it'll look just like, I mean, they're all bones. You don't see the body and the muscle and the meat. But, yeah, you'll be able to touch the titanosaur.
Well, you don't even see, but then they're not even real bone. Like, of Sue, the dinosaur that you discovered, what percent of the bones that I see at the Field Museum are actual Sue bones, and what percentage of them are casts of what the other bones probably were?
It depends on how you count it, by bone surface or bone numbers, but she's 85 to 90% real. Her
oh, really?
Skull, the skull that's on the skeleton is a cast. Her real skull is in a separate case.
I remember that, but I mean, no kidding, that's quite exceptional, isn't it? Because normally when we have these dinosaurs, we get just a very small fragment of it, and the rest of it is put together. Mostly what we see of Sue is actual, huh?
Yeah, she's mostly real, and that is exceptional. There's very few dinosaurs of any species found that are relatively, or in Sue's case, almost complete. The few bones missing with her, fortunately, were mostly present on the other side. So it's she's exceptional in many ways. The largest, the most complete, the best preserved. Again, not the way you can ever imagine finding them, but there she was.
So
and she wanted to be found.
Yeah,
I think she got up the night before we were going to leave and slashed the tire on the truck and then ran back into the rocks there. Said, gosh darn it, Sue felt me. She's got to come over here. So I think that's why we got the flat tire. She really wanted to be found. She was tired of waiting for 66 million years.
So what would be the ideal next discovery then for you? Another big Tyrannosaurus, a species not yet found at all? What are you looking for?
Well, I like the late Cretaceous. That's when T-Rex roamed and Triceratops. I don't know. With Sue, we found bones, just individual bones of 3 other T-Rex. I think it would be awesome to find, you know, a family or a group of T-Rex. I really love Triceratops, too. And they're, I won't say they're common, but there's quite a few have been found partial. Even with Triceratops, it's hard to find a whole skeleton, but you find pieces and partial skulls. I don't care. I just like to find stuff. It's an addiction discovery. When you find something, when you're the first one to see it, it's like this giant gift. And once you do that and you do it a few times, that's what I go out there for. It doesn't have to be another great specimen. I just get thrilled if it's a pretty bone or a tooth. And I'm a commercial diver by trade, and I work in marine archaeology. And I've the same thing on a really great shipwreck, or I also work a lot in Egypt on the second cities there. So when you uncover something and see it, that moment when you first see something for the first time, and you know that you're the first person to have seen it for either hundreds of years or millions of years, if it's dinosaurs. There's nothing like that. And then the next moment, the second best moment, is when you show it to someone else. That kind of makes it real. Otherwise, maybe you were just imagining it all. But after that, you just want to go find something else. You know, after that comes the hard work of excavation and then the extremely long work of conservation and then ultimately exhibition and studies. And that goes on for years and years. But that's why I'm called a field paleontologist. I look for, find, and excavate things rather than the scientist who studies all the bones or other than the preparator who prepares them. And then there's another team that mounts the bones. It's a huge group that contributes to any specimen.
And my understanding is that your dinosaur Sue is going to be mounted in a different way. She's actually going to be playing beach volleyball. She's going to be up in the air with that little arm spiking. I don't know if you knew that, but that's what they're going to have.
Well,
her
do. I didn't know volleyball, but yeah, hey, why not?
Yeah,
you know,
why not?
She's very alive to me.
I can
tell. But it's great because she's moving. It is the perfect opportunity to update her stance a little bit. There's been a lot of studies done on T-Rex, and a lot of it thanks to her because of her completeness. They've learned many things that weren't known before. And the gastralia, the belly ribs, she's going to look different. She's going to look heavier, fatter. She's going to get a big belly out in front of her. So, and it's not a beer belly. It wasn't when she was cheering on the Cubs. But she was cheering on the Cubs. But
hey, by the way, I'm going to let you go. I got to let you go. But when are you going to come back to Chicago, either for the new display or the moving of yours?
It's sometime. I haven't been there for quite a while, and I really do want to see her. And I'm totally thrilled that she's moving because I think she'll be much more accessible and much more impressive.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Sue Hendrickson, outraged that they're moving Sue the dinosaur to a different location.
Outraged, thrilled.
Oh, that's right, thrilled. Okay, listen, when you come to town again, let's make plans to get together. We'll love to host you in our studio as well, Sue.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks for your time and thanks for joining us. She's in Seattle, but back from a trip overseas, we were able to reach her more easily here and catching up with her there.